I have a roll call.
All council members are present.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, then, can I have a motion to go to the executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, let's go.
They are not toys, and they can be highly dangerous if used improperly. All riders are legally required to operate their PWC in a responsible manner. When traveling above a wakeless speed, riders must maintain at least 60 feet between themselves and other watercraft. Turning sharply to spray another PWC, boat, or someone on the beach is dangerous and illegal. Be aware of other boats around you. Avoid crisscrossing in front of other boaters and blocking their view. Remember, your PWC is capable of making very fast turns. Look around you before you turn. Don't surprise other boaters with sudden or unpredictable maneuvers. Jumping wakes or other boats is also very dangerous and against the law. Just like on the road, there's a pattern to the traffic on the river. It's counterclockwise. An easy way to remember this is to always keep the shore to your right. When approaching another watercraft head-on, both watercraft should turn to their right. This will allow both boats to pass safely. When approaching another boat to the side, the boat on the right has the right of way. But remember, when leaving the shore, let the boats in the traffic pattern go by first. They have the right of way in this circumstance. Sometimes you may want to pass a slower moving watercraft. Passing on the left or right side is legal as long as you leave enough room between watercraft to pass safely. Most people are used to being passed on the left in a car, so that may be the safer option. Pass far enough away so that your wake doesn't create a hazard for the other boat. If you're being passed, make sure that you don't turn into the path of the passing boat. While being passed, always maintain your direction and speed. During the summer months, ocean-certified lifeguards patrol the river on PWCs and walk the beach of Community Park. You can identify them by their bright neon yellow uniforms. Lifeguards on the river have the authority to issue commands and warnings to members of the public to keep everyone safe. The lifeguards are there for your safety and will respond to your aid in case of an emergency. Personal watercraft or PWCs are performance watercraft and should be handled with respect. Here are some PWC-specific safety considerations. PWCs are fast-moving, agile watercraft. Protect yourself by wearing goggles, gloves, and footwear. Stay away from the intake grate at the bottom of the PWC. Loose life jacket straps, bathing suits, or long hair can be sucked into the jet. Avoid being behind the water jet nozzle, especially when the throttle is applied. The water jet can throw rocks or debris and injure you. Do not apply the throttle when someone is in the water behind you. Before operating a personal watercraft, make sure your PWC lanyard is attached to either your wrist or your life jacket. This will kill the engine and prevent your PWC from taking off without you if you fall. Everyone on a PWC must wear a properly fitted life jacket. A life jacket that's too big or too small will not keep you safe in the water. Your rental company will help you select the proper sized jacket. Taking a passenger with you to enjoy the experience is a great way to spend the day. All passengers should be seated behind the operator. Make sure that all passengers' feet can reach the bottom of the foot trough. All passengers should be strong enough to hold on to the operator or the seat strap. Don't place small children in front of the operator. Learn how to properly right a turned over PWC. If not done properly, it can severely damage the PWC. Make sure you are physically up to righting your PWC. Although you don't plan on overturning your craft, you may end up in the water. Righting an overturned PWC in river currents can be strenuous. Your rental company can give you instructions on how to do so properly. Whether you've fallen off or jumped in, you'll need to get back onto your PWC. The most stable way to do so is from the rear. Remember, there are no brakes and no off-throttle steering. Give yourself plenty of time to avoid hazards, and don't outride your experience. Ask your rental company for details on operating the model you have rented and a demonstration on the water. There are areas on the river where you'll need to slow down, including several no-wake zones. Areas near a marina or any launch ramp are no-wake zones. Wake is the trail of white water and waves that follow a quickly moving vessel. While in a no-wake zone, slow down so that no wake is behind your watercraft. Going downstream, this is easy. Going upstream is a bit more challenging, but slow speeds can and must be maintained. Operators should be aware that the area south of the community park boat launch is a no-wake zone. The beaches in the Bullhead City, Laughlin area are very crowded with many people swimming and wading in the water. Use extra caution while operating a watercraft near crowded beaches. People swimming near these beaches can be hard to see and avoid. Anytime you're in a congested area, slow down for the safety of everyone and to avoid a collision. There are also areas on the river where watercraft are not permitted at all. The swim beach at Community Park is a location designated for swimmers to enjoy the water without risk of injury from watercraft and is marked by a line of buoys. The area of the Colorado River just south of the Davis Dam is blocked off for all swimmers and watercraft by a bright orange barrier. Do not attempt to enter these areas with a PWC. Not only is it illegal to do so, but it's also dangerous and can cause significant damage to your PWC. The river environment has some inherent dangers that all operators should be aware of. Docks along the edge of the river can be a significant hazard. Swift currents can pull your watercraft into the docks, dangerously lodging you against them. Steer clear of docks along the river. Likewise, stay away from the bridge abutments. In any waterway, there are varying water depths. The Colorado River's clear water can make judging the water depth difficult. Stay clear of areas where the water appears to be a dark brown color. These areas are typically shallow waters. The depth of the Colorado River is affected by geography, weather, and the water release schedule of the Davis Dam. When the dam releases more water, the river levels rise, making the river deeper and safer for navigating a PWC. When the dam releases less water, the river becomes shallower, making conditions more hazardous for operating a PWC. As a general rule, water levels will be highest towards the middle of the day and lowest in the early morning and late evening. The current release schedule for the Davis Dam can always be found on the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation website. Only operate a PWC when the water levels are sufficient for safe operation. The swift currents can affect how your watercraft will respond. An inexperienced operator could lose control or have their PWC turned over. Do not make sudden turns or movements in areas of strong currents. Bullhead City is known as Arizona's hottest destination. Summer temperatures can exceed 110 degrees Fahrenheit. On a watercraft, you're directly exposed to summer sun. While getting in the river is a great way to cool off, you must remember to hydrate. Water is your best bet. Drink water before you feel thirsty, and remember to wear sunblock. Summers also bring in monsoonal activity. These are quick-moving thunderstorms with very high winds. Pay attention to the water around you. If you see storm activity, have a plan to quickly return to a safe area. If you see lightning or hear thunder, get off the water. Lightning can travel many miles away from storm clouds. Being out on the water and in the sun can compound the effects of alcohol and/or drugs. Boating while intoxicated is not just unsafe, it's illegal. Operating a watercraft under the influence carries fines and jail time just like a DUI on the road. We encourage you to have a designated operator anytime you go boating.
Thank you for taking the time to watch this video. It is our goal to help you avoid tragedy by being an educated and safe operator. I encourage you to continue your education by taking boating safety courses. There are several great options to choose from online. Thank you and stay safe.
Hi, I'm Kim Cool, Senior Services Program Manager for Bullhead City. And I'd like to tell you about the senior campus. The senior campus is a hot spot for active individuals ages 50 plus. We offer daily activities, including various exercise classes like Zumba, eccentrics, commonly known as aging backwards, body moves for brain power, arthritis pain exercise, fall prevention classes, relaxation and mindfulness exercise, and chair exercise. If you're creative or would just like to learn, we've got lots to offer with beading, crocheting, knitting, sewing, quilting, painting, drawing classes, and card making. Perhaps you're a game player. Well, don't worry. We've got you covered with bingo, pinochle, poker, hand and foot, pass the trash, bunco, Mexican train, and skip-bo. There's also computers, puzzles, games, books, videos, and DVDs to keep you entertained. Many people just need support or resources, and we're your hub for giving you the contacts you need. Plus, we offer meetings to include veterans benefits, Medicare information, technology tutoring, document preparation assistance, men's support group, caregiver support, bereavement support for those recovering from loss, cancer support, Gamblers Anonymous, dementia education, and amputee support. There are just so many opportunities for making new friends by attending our parties, ice cream socials, line dancing, karaoke, monthly birthday celebration, and happy hour. Most importantly, we make sure you're educated through monthly lunch and learns and our free mini clinic. You owe it to yourself to come in and check us out. Perhaps during our Monday through Friday nutritious congregate lunch. Lunches are served at 11:30 and last lunch is at noon, with a suggested donation of $3 from those age 60 and above or disabled individuals, and $4 to those who are under 60. All this said, the senior campus also extends our reach with the Meals on Wheels program, delivering lunches and a wellness check to many area seniors who are homebound. Plus, we are home to the Angels Essential area, where individuals can shop freely for durable medical equipment donated by our local community. If you have any questions, please call 928-763-0193 or stop in to see us at 2275 Train Road here in Bullhead City. We are located off Highway 95 between Marina Boulevard and Hancock Road, right next to City Hall.
We've had many, many problems. You've heard me talking about the wipes and the flushable wipes that are really not flushable. We've had to replace two or three pumps at the beginning of that plant to a cost of about $40,000 a piece just about every year.
First up, it's an action-packed fall semester at the college and in our surrounding communities. We'll start with Halloween. The Student Nursing Club put together a spooky haunted house along with a lot of fun and treats for the kids. It was in addition to the always popular Pumpkin Fest events on the campuses. The crowds of kids and their families showed up dressed to impress with terrific costumes. Mascot Blaze the Bighorn made an appearance at the Bullhead campus, while in Kingman, a life-size lovable Care Bear was on hand to see everyone. Employees and students set up fun booths with various activities and handed out candy for the kids. The College Pumpkin Fest events always pull in the crowds, with thousands of people having good family fun. The College Student Art Club held its annual Day of the Dead art show. Students set up and showed their art, which was for sale at the Beale Street Center. First and second place went to Taylor Taylor for photography and digital design. Best in show went to Renee Carroll for drawing, and Marta Ramirez won for mixed media. The Havasu Campus Employee, Students, and Latino Club had a great time at the city's London Bridge Day Parade. Kids of employees and students are also welcome in the Latino Club, and they had a blast in the parade too. They all handed out candy, as well as college fans and other goodies. Radiologic Technology students showed off some of their work on various industry topics for Radiologic Technology Week. They created engaging presentations that included insight on ethics, emerging technology, continuing education topics, rad tech around the world, and more. Head online to mojave.edu to learn more about the rad tech program. Just click Health and Public Services in the middle of the homepage, then scroll down and click Radiologic Technology. The Kingman campus recently held its annual Bighorn Trek event. It showcases college programs, student resources, and higher education transfer partners. Hundreds of middle school and high school students from the Kingman area were there and had a chance to talk with instructors and get more information about the college to career paths they can get started on right here at their hometown college. Instructors and employees also took part in the Colorado River Union High School District's College and Career Expo. The annual event at the Anderson Fieldhouse in Bullhead City is always packed with local middle and high school students. MCC instructors had engaging displays to help teach the students about all the college programs. Congratulations to the newest members of the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society, known as PTK. The induction ceremony on the Kingman campus welcomed more than two dozen students. Family, friends, and college employees were there to honor and celebrate the newest members of the Honor Society. Congratulations also to several college employees who've been instrumental in assisting the Corporate and Community Education Division with enhancements to help students. Mackenzie Dexter, Megan Knox, and Kaylin Tribus received their recognitions during the President's Cabinet meeting, while Helen Garcia, Ong Yanko, and Eleanor Blair joined via Zoom. Head online to mojave.edu and scroll down to the News and Events section to read more.
Oh my gosh, it's an absolute pleasure to have everybody here in this room tonight, everybody from across Arizona.
A terrific and insightful time at the Arizona Community College Administrators Conference. This year, Mojave Community College hosted the event in Lake Havasu, and City Mayor and MCC alum Cal Sheehy was on hand to welcome attendees from across the state. Community college leaders came together to learn from each other and see what's working well across the state to help students and local communities, and then bring those great ideas and concepts back to their own districts. Approximately 150 college administrators attended the conference. A lot of action at the future site of the Advanced Manufacturing Training Center out at the Kingman Airport Industrial Park. The foundation is now complete and materials for the structure have been delivered, with the walls starting to go up. It's scheduled to open in the fall of 2025. Be sure to head to mojave.edu/newsroom to access all the Bighorn Blast newscasts, as well as the Bighorn Blast podcasts. The college website and social media channels are the best way to stay up to date with college news and events. And of course, if you have a story idea, send it to mcc@mojave.edu.
Bullhead City was incorporated in August of 1984. The police department took over in 1985. We are in the northwest area of Arizona, and we sit right on the Colorado River, right across the river from Laughlin, Nevada. Our mission here is to make sure that we provide the service that the citizens want and deserve by getting out into the community and listening to them, hearing what they want out of their police department, and then changing our practices accordingly. The way the system of government is set up in America, the citizens give us our power and authority. And so it's really important that we get out and we listen to them. So getting out in the community gives them a chance to come up and tell us what they want and ask us questions and get to know us.
My focus on constitutional policing is keeping it at the forefront. The Constitution is such an important document in our society, in our way of life, that you understand that our authority to police comes from the consent of the governed. So if you understand that principle, it gives that document a different dimension. So constitutional policing for me is keeping it at the front, making sure my decisions are in line with the principles of the Constitution. And you also have to evaluate how has the Constitution been interpreted by the courts.
The community-oriented policing unit is the cops unit. They handle boats in the summer, their waterway patrols. They do a lot of OHV, which is the off-highway vehicle, or the UTV patrols as well. So through the deserts on like Can-Ams or side-by-sides. We do a lot of those patrols and enforcements as well. They do a lot of homeless outreach, because in our area, there's, because of the weather, you can have a lot more homeless than say somewhere cold. So we have a lot that are out in the desert that we can go out to with those UTVs and those side-by-sides, and we can reach out to them and provide them some of their resources.
Our officers, every year, coming back from summer vacation and from Christmas vacation, we have officers get out in the school zones, every school zone in town, for about 2-3 weeks. And we have them get in the center lane, turn on their lights, let citizens know, hey, school's back in session, slow down, you got kids walking around. So it's a safety aspect. But then the other cool thing that happens is our officers get out, they start interacting with the kids, you know, doing some high fives, handing out stickers, just encouraging him to get back in school. And the reason why that's so important is because, you know, with kids, you never know what background they come from. When you get out and you interact with them, these kids get to see, man, these guys are, they're normal people, normal men and women, and inspiring them.
Backup is our mobile crisis unit, and it stands for Bullhead Area Community Crisis Unification Program. We serve the general service area of Bullhead City. The mobile crisis unit is important for our community members who suffer from mental health diagnosis and or acute crisis. The piece is geared towards assisting our public safety, both our law enforcement and our EMS individuals, so that when they identify on scene someone who has an acute crisis or a mental health diagnosis, we can come in, take command of that scene when it's safe, and get our public safety and our EMS personnel back on the street doing what they do best.
The Bullhead City Police Department PACT Academy stands for Police and Citizens Together. At Bullhead City Police Department, we believe an informed community is a safer community to live in. And our Police and Citizens Together Academy is designed to give people a hands-on look at the Bullhead City Police Department. We take them behind the scenes. We give them a tour of our Bullhead City Police Department, our 911 dispatch facility, and we take them out to our range with our range instructors, and we give them a hands-on experience. They get to shoot our handgun, our rifle. They meet our forensic specialist and go through training with them. They tour our forensics lab and they lift a fingerprint, seeing that it's not just something easy to do, that there's a lot that goes into, you know, processing a crime scene.
I personally like working here because the outpouring of support from this community is palpable. You can feel the support from this community.
The reason why I got into government, twofold. One, because I want to make sure people's rights are upheld. Even the people that choose a negative lifestyle that's not conducive to civil society, you know, they're out breaking the laws, they still need to be protected with their rights too. But the other reason is to make sure that government stays within its bounds. Make sure that it doesn't violate people's rights, doesn't intrude in people's rights, that we're not an occupying force. We're there to serve. We're there to be public servants for the community. It's just such an honor to be in this position. I certainly don't deserve it, you know, in the sense that it's just such a blessing, but man, I love it, and I try to do the best I can for our men and women in this organization and for the citizens.
City meetings held at 5:30 p.m. in the City Council chambers. City Council meetings are held every first and third Tuesday of the month. Planning and zoning meetings are held every first Thursday of the month. And Parks and Recreation meetings are held every third Wednesday of the month. If you miss a meeting, but you want to stay informed on your community, all meetings can be watched on the city's website at www.bullheadcity.com.
Community Park is the ideal place for year-round outdoor activities. Whether you're a local or just visiting, this picturesque park includes amenities such as a kids' playground, a dog park, and two ball fields. A recreational paradise, Community Park also offers almost a mile of free public beaches, with added covered ramadas that are available to the public. Visitors to the park can obtain information about our community from the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, or glance back into the history of the tri-state with the Colorado River Historical Society Museum of Bullhead City. No matter your age, Community Park has something for everyone. So come on out and enjoy!
Thank you. For a great weekend, consider reserving one of Rotary Park's 28 medium and small Ramadas for a great day and barbecue in the park right along the beach. Those looking for a venue to host a large party or gathering should consider one of Rotary's two large Ramadas, each equipped with power and water. Rotary Park is located at 2315 Balboa Drive in Bullhead City and is open from 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily.
Hello, my name is John Torquato, and I work for the City of Bullhead City in the Wastewater Division. I'm here to remind you and to stress that there are only three things that should be disposed of in the sewer system. One, human waste, two, toilet paper, and three, gray water. Please do not flush any disposable or non-disposable wipes, baby wipes, paper towels, napkins, or any other paper or non-paper products, as this will cause a major sewer backup. And when I say major sewer backup, this is what I mean. This is our drying bed, and this is our trucks pump this out, clean it out of the sewer lines, and they come here and dump. And what it's supposed to be is basically grease and human waste. And as you can see, it is more than that. We have wipes, we have plastic bag, razors, pencils, candy wrappers, screw, pieces of styrofoam. There's just a piece of plastic. Hundreds and hundreds of tampon plastic applicators that should be thrown in the trash, never down the sewer. These clumps of stuff here that we're looking at, the white and the green stuff that you're seeing, is baby wipes, wipes, and paper. It plugs our pumps, and then it's labor in pulling the pump and labor in diagnosing it. We have to send it out to a company when it burns up the pump. And we're talking minimum $40,000, $50,000 of taxpayers' dollars that can be avoided very easily.
With over 300 acres of space, six softball fields, a baseball field, Firebird football field, eight lighted pickleball courts, a lighted tennis court, lighted basketball courts, a lighted skate park, a nine-hole regulation disc golf course, a beach volleyball court, 5 kilometers of hard surface walking and biking trail, and enough soccer fields to host over 200 teams in one location, Rotary Park is Bullhead City's premier outdoor sports destination. Rotary Park is located at 2315 Balboa Drive in Bullhead City and is open from 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily.
The City of Bullhead has contracted with Republic Services for the collection, transportation, and disposal of solid waste for the residents and businesses located within the city limits. Remember that blue carts and green carts are now both trash bins as residential recycling is discontinued throughout the city. Republic Services will be collecting trash Monday through Thursday. Monday's service area includes the general area of Silver Creek Road North, including the areas on the west side of Highway 95 between Silver Creek and Raymar Road. Monday's service will also include the areas surrounding the airport, McCormick Road, and both subdivisions on the north side of Highway 68. Tuesday's service area includes the area west of Highway 95 between Hancock Road and Riverview Drive all the way to the Colorado River, plus the Chaparral Terrace subdivision. Wednesday's service area includes Riviera area from Hancock Road north to the Colorado River, as well as the area south of Raymar Road to Mojave Drive. Thursday's service area includes Chaparral Golf Course, Fox Creek, Arroyo Vista, and Clearwater Hills. Under the current agreement with Republic Services, residents are allowed 6 bulky item pickups per year. To schedule or learn more about the services, visit the city's website at bullheadcity.com and navigate to the Community tab, then to Trash, Recycling, and Bulky Item Pickups. If you have questions concerning trash and recycling or to schedule a bulky item pickup, please contact Republic Services at 928-758-0000.
Rotary Park is the home of 2 annual AYSO soccer tournaments, 3 annual pickleball tournaments, 4 annual 5K races, and a different softball or baseball tournament almost every weekend of the year.
The city has done tremendous things with Rotary Park with the addition of pickleball courts.
In addition to major annual tournaments, Rotary Park accommodates several city and youth recreational leagues throughout the year.
We have 55 acres of quality fields that are lit. We are kind of the premier sports tourism hub because we have not only the facilities, but we also have the hotel rooms.
Rotary Park also offers many other great amenities for locals and visitors to enjoy. Over 1 mile of free public beaches at Rotary Park lie right along the Colorado River and are enjoyed year-round by swimmers, boaters, fishermen, and more. There's also a motorized and non-motorized boat dock, as well as a fishing jetty and fish cleaning station. Rotary Park is located at 2315 Balboa Drive in Bullhead City and is open from 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily.
Hello, and welcome to Bullhead City, Arizona, a beautiful community on the Colorado River. I'm Tom Brady, and I'm privileged to serve as the mayor of this rapidly growing city. Bullhead City welcomes thousands of visitors to our community each year for special events and to enjoy the Colorado River, Lake Mojave, and city recreational amenities. I invite you to visit us through these online videos and then come and see for yourself what makes Bullhead City such a popular destination.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Here in Bullhead City, that statement is really true. Nestled along the Colorado River at the point where Arizona, California, and Nevada meet, every view of Bullhead City is a postcard. Bullhead City is the economic and retail shopping hub for all of Mojave County and southeastern Clark County, Nevada region. More than 3 million people travel through Bullhead City every year to enjoy our warm weather and even warmer hospitality. Bullhead City hosts many special events throughout the year. We have just over 40,000 residents who get to enjoy all Bullhead City has to offer all year round. Come visit Bullhead City to see how you too can enjoy this paradise in the desert. Bullhead City is a rich recreational playground with amenities for the whole family to enjoy. Bullhead City's beauty provides the perfect backdrop for enjoying a day of hiking, off-roading, swimming, or just relaxing in one of the many parks in the community. The warm temperatures allow outdoor activities any day of the year. Outdoor lovers can choose between the cool, fast-flowing Colorado River or the warm, smooth waters of Lake Mojave for water sports like boating, water skiing, personal watercraft, and sports fishing throughout the year. Special events as the Splash Bash provides locals with extra excitement throughout the year. Many sports tournaments also provide an increase in recreation and in tourism for city residents and visitors. Bullhead City is a vibrant, prosperous area where building and growth flourish. The Laughlin Bullhead International Airport continues to grow. In the last 10 years, we've added over 1 million square feet of retail space, with every major retailer reporting better than expected sales. With many more national name brand stores continuing to take advantage of the friendly business environment and the experienced and knowledgeable workforce, shopping locally is easier than ever before. Bullhead City is serious about bringing new and expanding businesses to the tri-state area. We promise to make every effort to ease your transition. We offer several incentives to new qualified retail startups and will facilitate the use of state incentives for new industries interested in relocating to our region. Visit Bullhead City today and see firsthand why we're one of Arizona's fastest growing cities and the retail hub of Mojave County. In Bullhead City, we take education seriously. That philosophy is evident by the wide range of learning opportunities we offer, from preschool through college. With low student-to-teacher ratios within the Bullhead City area, We have several elementary, middle schools, and high schools, as well as charter and private schools offering after-school learning programs, technical training and computer labs, sports, and overall academics. Those interested in pursuing an advanced degree have a number of options to choose from. The Bullhead City campus of Mojave Community College is a two-year fully accredited public college with four campuses in Mojave County. And Northern Arizona University hosts a distant learning site through Mojave Community College, offering a variety of undergraduate and graduate degree programs. The community supports education and fosters an environment of community engagement. We think you'll agree. Bullhead City is a great place to learn. Bullhead City is known for its diversity of housing types and styles. From million-dollar homes on the Colorado River to existing site-built and manufactured housing and condominium projects, we have housing to suit any personality and budget. Baby boomers from across America relocate to Bullhead City because of its affordability. In fact, Bullhead City is one of the most affordable cities in Arizona. New subdivisions are being built throughout the community, offering magnificent views of the Black Mountains, Laughlin Casinos, and the Mojave Desert. Local developers, brokers, and real estate agents are here to help make your move convenient and affordable. A large selection of rental housing is also available in the area, from traditional single-family homes to mobile homes, condos, RV park spaces, and apartment complexes offering amenities like pool spa areas, workout facilities, and clubhouses. There is a rental option for everyone. Come to Bullhead City. We promise you feel at home from the first hello. Being in Bullhead City is like being on vacation all year long with 365 days of warm desert sunshine. We are an outdoor lover's paradise, with parks and playgrounds, municipal swimming pool, fields, and many other organized sports facilities. There's a community spirit here that can't be found in larger cities. We treasure our neighbors and treat strangers as friends. We breathe fresh, clean air and enjoy a rush hour-free commute. Bullhead City's great personality and abundance of natural resources provide a wealth of opportunities for people of all ages, including a public library, diverse restaurants, several golf courses, health fitness centers, and many first-class resorts in our sister city of Laughlin, Nevada. From simple pleasures to nights on the town, there's a lot to like in Bullhead City, Arizona.
Per city ordinance, all operators of rented personal watercraft, PWCs, are required to wear wristbands signifying they have watched and understand the safety video in its entirety, and they have signed the consumer protection form attesting to that fact. Failure to wear the wristband, watch this video, or sign the consumer protection form prior to operating a rented PWC may result in fines or other penalties.
Hello. I'm Chief Robert Treves of the Bullhead City Police Department. Each summer, thousands of people come to our area to enjoy the Colorado River, and many, like you, take to our waters on a rental watercraft. Unfortunately for some, the day is ruined when they are involved in a watercraft accident. Many of these accidents can be avoided by learning and practicing simple boating safety rules. We produce the following video to teach you these rules and help you have a safe, enjoyable experience on the Colorado River.
Personal watercraft, or PWCs, are performance watercraft capable of thrilling speeds and maneuvers. They are not toys, and they can be highly dangerous if used improperly. All riders are legally required to operate their PWC in a responsible manner. When traveling above a wakeless speed, riders must maintain at least 60 feet between themselves and other watercraft. Turning sharply to spray another PWC, boat, or someone on the beach is dangerous and illegal. Be aware of other boats around you. Avoid crisscrossing in front of other boaters and blocking their view. Remember, your PWC is capable of making very fast turns. Look around you before you turn. Don't surprise other boaters with sudden or unpredictable maneuvers. Jumping wakes or other boats is also very dangerous and against the law. Just like on the road, there's a pattern to the traffic on the river. It's counterclockwise. An easy way to remember this is to always keep the shore to your right. When approaching another watercraft head-on, both watercraft should turn to their right. This will allow both boats to pass safely. When approaching another boat to the side, the boat on the right has the right of way. But remember, when leaving the shore, let the boats in the traffic pattern go by first. They have the right of way in this circumstance. Sometimes you may want to pass a slower moving watercraft. Passing on the left or right side is legal as long as you leave enough room between watercraft to pass safely. Most people are used to being passed on the left in a car, so that may be the safer option. Pass far enough away so that your wake doesn't create a hazard for the other boat. If you're being passed, make sure that you don't turn into the path of the passing boat. While being passed, always maintain your direction and speed. During the summer months, ocean-certified lifeguards patrol the river on PWCs and walk the beach of Community Park. You can identify them by their bright neon yellow uniforms. Lifeguards on the river have the authority to issue commands and warnings to members of the public to keep everyone safe. The lifeguards are there for your safety and will respond to your aid in case of an emergency. Personal watercraft, or PWCs, are performance watercraft and should be handled with respect. Here are some PWC-specific safety considerations. PWCs are fast-moving, agile watercraft. Protect yourself by wearing goggles, gloves, and footwear. Stay away from the intake grate at the bottom of the PWC. Loose life jacket straps, bathing suits, or long hair can be sucked into the jet. Avoid being behind the water jet nozzle, especially when the throttle is applied. The water jet can throw rocks or debris and injure you. Do not apply the throttle when someone is in the water behind you. Before operating a personal watercraft, make sure your PWC lanyard is attached to either your wrist or your life jacket. This will kill the engine and prevent your PWC from taking off without you if you fall. Everyone on a PWC must wear a properly fitted life jacket. A life jacket that's too big or too small will not keep you safe in the water. Your rental company will help you select the proper sized jacket. Taking a passenger with you to enjoy the experience is a great way to spend the day. All passengers should be seated behind the operator. Make sure that all passengers' feet can reach the bottom of the foot trough. All passengers should be strong enough to hold onto the operator or the seat strap. Don't place small children in front of the operator. Learn how to properly right a turned over PWC. If not done properly, it can severely damage the PWC. Make sure you are physically up to righting your PWC. Although you don't plan on overturning your craft, you may end up in the water. Righting an overturned PWC in river currents can be strenuous. Your rental company can give you instructions on how to do so properly. Whether you have fallen off or jumped in, you'll need to get back onto your PWC. The most stable way to do so is from the rear. Remember, there are no brakes and no off-throttle steering. Give yourself plenty of time to avoid hazards, and don't outride your experience. Ask your rental company for details on operating the model you have rented and a demonstration on the water. There are areas on the river where you'll need to slow down, including several no-wake zones. Areas near a marina or any launch ramp are no-wake zones. Wake is the trail of white water and waves that follow a quickly moving vessel. While in a no-wake zone, slow down so that no wake is behind your watercraft. Going downstream, this is easy. Going upstream is a bit more challenging, but slow speeds can and must be maintained. Operators should be aware that the area south of the Community Park boat launch is a no-wake zone. The beaches in the Bullhead City Laughlin area are very crowded with many people swimming and wading in the water. Use extra caution while operating a watercraft near crowded beaches. People swimming near these beaches can be hard to see and avoid. Anytime you're in a congested area, slow down for the safety of everyone and to avoid a collision. There are also areas on the river where watercraft are not permitted at all. The swim beach at Community Park is a location designated for swimmers to enjoy the water without risk of injury from watercraft and is marked by a line of buoys. The area of the Colorado River just south of the Davis Dam is blocked off for all swimmers and watercraft by a bright orange barrier. Do not attempt to enter these areas with a PWC. Not only is it illegal to do so, but it's also dangerous and can cause significant damage to your PWC. The river environment has some inherent